There's a name for that, I know there is. What do you call a woman who usually is kind of the manager at one of these places?
Madam.
Okay. Okay, what about, sometimes there's a man who like goes out on the street and solicits, gets people for a prostitute. Do you have a name for him?
Now, I'll tell you what. I've heard so many changes. That when I was small, teenager, when I began to pay attention to things like that, I heard the people use the expression pimp. And yet, when I was even smaller, you would see a policeman come into our area, and maybe there was this one or two men that would always go to the car and talk to the policeman. And people called him a pimp. Well, so I don't know.
What were they doing?
Well, I think they would be telling the police, you know, he would come in, he wanted them to tell him what's going on around here, some of the sort, maybe because he was in trouble and it would keep him, you know, kind of on the good side.
Police
officer.
Give him information.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
I don't know.
Is there a difference between somebody who drinks too much and who drinks all the time and who doesn't have any money and somebody who drinks too much and drinks all the time but who's able to, you know, keep a job and his family and so on? Do you have different words for that? Like when you said a drunk, what is a drunk? And do you have another name for...
Well, I call a drunk someone that's like drunk, like, you know, 90% of the time that you see them.
Okay, now do they have a job or not? Or does...
Some of them do.
Some of them do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather bust with one that has him a beer every morning. Never misses a day at work. Having one coming home in the evening on the bus. Never misses a day. I wonder how he does it. The bus driver never catches him.
I wonder. Okay, what do you... Oh, see, you mentioned vagrants. What do you call... What is a vagrant exactly?
I really don't know. I think probably someone that doesn't work is just sort of hanging around.
What do you
on
call
corners, you know, too much.
Yeah. What do you call a cheap hotel that caters to that kind of person?
Cheap hotel that caters to that kind of person. Boarding house?
Okay, anything else?
And yet that doesn't sound very nice. No.
Okay. What do you call the worst section of town where you might find people like that and prostitutes, a lot of prostitutes and that kind of hotel? And it's not usually a residential section. It's usually part of downtown, maybe on the fringes of downtown, something like that. Do you have a name for that kind of part of town? Okay. What do you call the movie theaters where they show pornographic movies? X-rated movies?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the kind of shop where you can, like, if you're broke, you can take your watch and leave it with them and they'll pay you a certain amount of money for it and then they can sell it? Or you could come back if you had the money and redeem your watch and get back.
Pawn shop?
Okay. Any other names?
Hawk shop?
Okay. What all different kinds of wines are there?
Yeah.
Besides, not brand names, you know, but just...
Dry wines.
Okay.
Berry wines.
Okay.
Dinner wines.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that sort of...